Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Some Chinese-American candidates in San Francisco are not happy with a new rule restricting them from using Chinese names on ballots. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what's happening here?
Well, it goes back about 20 years. You know, California is a very multicultural state, and San Francisco is certainly multicultural and multi-ethnic. One of the growing populations there is the Asian, particularly the Chinese group. And that means printing up thousands of ballots in Chinese characters for races, and especially when it comes to names. And Kamala Harris was one of the first to sort of do this when she submitted her name for the Chinese portion of the ballot where it was going to be written up. Her name sort of shifted from Kamala Harris to Celebrate Beautiful because she used Chinese characters. It was shorter. It is much more appealing to people. Brooke Jenkins is known as Safe, and David Chu as Luck. Dean Preston, who is of German extraction, wound up on the ballot being Justice. That was his first name, and Pan. So Connie Chan, who is a sitting supervisor, started thinking this was a bit of a cultural appropriation, or it was a way that, you know, things were getting a little out of hand. And so she pushed for the city to enforce a law that was passed by Evan Lowe back in 2019 that says whatever name appears in the Chinese section either has to be one that you've used for 2 years or were born with, or you have to translate it phonetically into Mandarin, which is kind of obvious that it's not Chinese and it's pretty lengthy. And that's upset a number of Chinese American candidates who say that they don't have the 2 year public. They might have been born with the name, but they haven't been using it publicly, and their names are being rejected and they're fighting it.
So could this end up hurting American born Chinese candidates?
Well, it could, especially new ones. I mean, and that's what some people are talking about here, is going, this seems to favor the incumbents. Because if you've been using your, you know, adopted Chinese name for the last couple of years on the ballots and such, you know, you're grandfathered in. But new Chinese immigrants, yes, it's a tough one. Some are having to dig up birth certificates or Chinese passports. And even then, it's a question of like, okay, you were born with it, or have you been using it? Yes, it could hurt Chinese American candidates. And that's what these Chinese American candidates are saying. The new ones are saying, hey, this is hurting us. But, you know, that's the way it goes. Politics is a two-way sword, and the incumbents are saying one thing, and the new ones are saying, this affects us. It's a boomerang. I gotta say, it's a boomerang. Where else but California?
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.